Hello?
Hi, is there Evan?
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, this is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything, and we are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you for a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Is there a place to put 1,000%?
Yep.
Yes. I am 100%
okay.
Voting.
Thank you. What is your age?
32.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American? Thank you.
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Gerard Brown as senator.
What do you want me to say? Sorry.
If you strongly or somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove. Okay, we can say it strongly or somewhat.
Somewhat.
Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
They're neutral, like between those two, like yeah, strongly agree, and then is there like a neutral?
No, there's no neutral election. We can say it, we don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Donald Trump as former president?
Strongly.
Strongly approve. Okay.
Agree. Approve.
Joe Biden as president?
Yeah, strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me, just let me know or tell me that.
Okay.
Derek Marin.
No idea who that is.
Never heard. Joe Biden.
Unapproved?
We can say unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable.
Unfavorable, like 100% unfavorable.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
I don't know.
We have a don't know option also.
Yeah, let's just do don't know.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
I'm just going to say don't know. Don't know.
Okay. First Energy, the company?
Good. Like.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Marcy Kaptur?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. In the election for U.S. Congress, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrats or the Republicans?
Republican.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump,
let's see. Here we are. Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno. For whom will you vote?
Honestly, I don't know who those two are, so I don't want to say one or the other. I don't know.
We don't know if you want. Okay, we don't know.
Okay.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kupcher or Republican Derek Marin? Or you don't know?
I don't know. So I'm not familiar with that Derek Marin.
Okay, let's go. We don't know. Thank you.
Okay.
Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kupcher, or will you say that there is no chance you will consider voting for her?
Potentially. I'd have to, read up on what she's been doing and whatnot. So there's a chance.
We also have the undecided.
Undecided works for me.
Okay, cool. Is there a chance that you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for him? Also, we have undecided.
Undecided, because I don't know anything about Derek Marin, so...
Okay, got it. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupcher. Marcy Kupcher is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
That changes things for me. So, yeah.
Or we don't know. We have the option. We don't know if you want.
No. I didn't know that she had spoke on something like that, and if that's true, then that would change my outlook. Like, I wouldn't be undecided. I wouldn't vote for her.
Okay, so we can say it's more likely or no difference or somewhat less likely?
More likely to change it.
Okay, thanks. Now, I'm going to go over some statements about Derek Marin. You can say you don't know. That's not true, more likely, no difference, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. In the state, Derek Marin supports anti-union law that drives down wage for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also counting employees sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who vote to get Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. You think that's not true? You don't know? More likely, no difference, and somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Also, in the state, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing that we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. You think that's not true? More likely, you don't know, no difference, and somewhat less likely?
I don't like that that's going on, so that would definitely change my outlook.
Okay, so people can say that the statement is not true, it's more likely true, no difference, or...
No difference.
Also, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio vote overwhelming to keep abortion access legal. Marin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Do you think that's not true? You don't know? More likely? No difference? Somewhat less likely?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay. Also, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. and when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to do the job to get workers' compensation, Marine even vote no on that. You think it's much less likely, no difference, not true, or you don't know?
As a first responder, that I don't like the way that he said that, so that definitely changed my change.
More likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference?
More than likely.
Okay, thank you.
More than likely.
Also, after taking money from First Energy and the criminal involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing of First out of First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof, and as we foot the bills for Marin corruption, you think that's not true? More likely, no difference, or not, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Thank you. We have just a couple of more questions, and we are done, and I appreciate your help a lot.
Not a problem.
As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rented properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Do you think that's not true? You don't know? More likely, no difference? Somewhat less likely?
That one I don't know about, so I don't want to... That's an I don't know for me.
Okay, cool.
Not sure.
Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for Marin?
Hearing all that shit, I would not vote for Derek Marin. No.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I will ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. And what will you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin? Any primary reason?
The primary reason? He's stuffing his pockets at the expense of the taxpayers. Anything he's doing is benefiting him in the long run. Had in his pocketbook. And we've got women out here being raped and they can't even get a fucking abortion because it's illegal. There are just so many things that are wrong. No thanks.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but not degree, associate degree, bachelor degree or four-year college graduate, graduate school or advanced degree?
Technical school, but I didn't get a degree.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else? Or other?
Republican.
Thank you. We can say not a strong Republican or strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, how important is politics to your personal identity?
Does it make a difference?
We can say not too important.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald J. Trump.
Thank you. Okay, that actually completes the survey. I really appreciate your patience and your collaboration.
What was this survey for? Like, who's this
This is for the National Opinion Survey. Have you ever heard?
Already? No, I've never heard of it before.
Oh, yes, we do many surveys for many companies or other things, right? And I appreciate your help a lot.
Awesome.
Thank you. Have a nice day and take care.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.